Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You mentioned Senator, Mr. President. Do you personally approve of the deal that's happening right now on Capitol Hill to end the
government? Well, it depends what deal we're talking about. But if it's a deal I heard about, that's certainly, you know, they want to change the deal a little bit. But I would say so. I think based on everything I'm hearing, they haven't changed anything, and we have support from enough Democrats, and we're going to be opening up our country. It's too bad it was closed, but we'll be opening up our country very quickly.
That is the president. A short time ago, we have Congressman Bob Onder from the 3rd District here in the St. Louis area out in St. Charles, who's with us this afternoon. You're still here, though, right? You have not been called back to D.C. yet by the speaker, Bob. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Mark. We, you know, if all goes well, we're hoping that the Senate will vote to reopen the government, maybe tonight, maybe the wee hours of the morning, in which case I think we all, myself included, would be on a plane to get back sometime on Tuesday, and then hopefully the vote to reopen the government on Wednesday, which I am looking forward to doing so we can start to begin to undo some of the pain induced by the Schumer shutdown.
All right, so give me through the process here before we kind of move on to some of the things happening. But then if that in fact happens, let's say we get there this week, the government reopens, it looks sort of likely that that might happen. This will take us, though, till when for another CR? Because we're going to have to do this again in January then, right?
Yeah, this will take us to January 30th. Now, part of the deal last night worked out would be, in addition to passing the CR to bring us to January 30th, we would also be beginning the process of imagine this, passing a real budget the way we're supposed to.
Go figure.
Passing the three bills for military construction, the VA, and the Department of Agriculture. And that's a big deal. You know, there are 12 total budget bills. Those are some of the less controversial ones. And looking so far at the contents of that bill, I don't think there's anything that would cause us Republicans to vote no. So I think we would get that done. And we'd be, you know, not only reopening the government with the continuing resolution, but again, beginning that process of regular order the way we're really supposed to pass the budget under the 1974 Budget Control Act and honestly, as we're supposed to, exercising some common sense instead of this last-minute brinksmanship of CRs.
So, Bob, if I were to ask you this really intricate question of what the Democrats got in response to agree to the government reopening, the answer would be so detailed and long, wouldn't it? Or it would just be nothing, the word nothing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So last night, maybe I'm becoming cynical, having been in public life for a little while. When I first heard there's a deal, I thought, oh no, what did Schumer get out of the Senate Republicans? And at the end of the day, the answer is not very much.
Yeah.
They got an agreement for a vote in December on these COVID era extended Obamacare subsidies, you know, which are ridden with fraud and abuse and really amount to little more than welfare checks to health insurance companies. They got an agreement for a vote. But on our side, Speaker Johnson, Leader Scalise, and all of the rest of us, we have not guaranteed them a vote, much less final passage. So they didn't get much there. And they got an agreement that those who were laid off during the shutdown would be brought back and given back pay, which at first I thought, well, wait a second, there are a lot of federal employees who aren't necessarily needed. So this is an opportunity to do some DOGE government efficiency stuff. But at the same time, they were laid off only because of the shutdown. Bringing them back seems fair. And the agreement is only to forego further reductions of force until January 30th. So I think that the Democrats didn't get much there either. So I think basically this whole exercise was political theater so that Chuck Schumer could appease his left wing base. He had, AOC in his rearview mirror the whole time. It was strictly a political maneuver by the Democrats.
So here's Hakeem Jeffries. He would be Speaker in theory if the Democrats were in control. He's the House Majority Leader.
Change the core problem here, which is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We need to decisively address the Republican healthcare crisis. On behalf of working class Americans, everyday Americans, and middle class Americans.
Okay, so first of all, minority leader, not majority leader. But I mean, they keep wanting to pin this stuff on these Obamacare subsidies, and they keep getting away with it because that's the talking point that Republicans were trying to damage millions of people in their health care. Look, John Thune, weeks ago, Speaker John, everybody said, we'll talk about the subsidies, right? We'll have discussions about the subsidies. We can debate those. But that has nothing to do with the moment that we're in right now. And you still have Hakeem Jeffries out there trying to convince people that it does.
Look, I am all ears. I am definitely willing to talk about health care affordability. And remember, these Obamacare subsidies, it does affect a certain number of people, but 78% of Americans have insurance provided by their employer at work of the non-senior population. These are folks on the Obamacare exchange. And remember, about 40% of these enhanced subsidy, COVID subsidy patients do not use their health insurance at all. And we think the reason for that is a lot of them don't even know they have it. Brokers aggressively went to homeless shelters, Walmarts, post offices, and signed people up in this zero premium category. So these folks, a lot of these folks are just, they don't even know they have insurance. The government is just sending checks every month to the health insurance companies. So it badly, I mean, there's no way we could renew that in its existing form. We're willing to talk about it. And Leader Thune even offered the Democrats a vote on it, but only after opening the government up again.
But if you're Senator Amy Klobuchar, and you know, you're a United States Senator, you seem to be pretty smart. You're very curious, and not curious, that's the wrong word, but you're very concerned about the Americans who don't have insurance, who might be, you know, in this gap or crack, you know, fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
And then you go up on your social media account and you put this devastating, terribly, you know, heartbreaking story about these two people who had it in their power because they made so much money to retire at the age of 52. And
if we
don't renew these, Bob, their premiums, the money that we send to these two people who were wealthy enough to retire at age 52 will increase by $15,000. We can't hurt people like that who are independently wealthy. What are we going to do about that? Oh, my gosh.
That's part of the dirty little secret about these enhanced ACA subsidies, so-called COVID-era subsidies. And I like to call them COVID-era subsidies because that brings up the question in most fair-minded people's minds. Well, wait a second. The COVID pandemic ended 2.5 years ago. Why is there still COVID stuff around? Part of that deal was that, which, by the way, not a single Republican voted for it. It was strictly a Democrat provision. There was no income cap on these COVID subsidies. And again, this zero premium category was especially problematic because it was an invitation for fraud and abuse. We need to fix this stuff. But more than anything, if we want to address the problem of affordability with healthcare, we cannot keep just pouring more money into a broken system, a system, by the way, that the Democrats, first of all, created with Obamacare back in 2010, and then they doubled down on it with ARPA and then with the IRA, the two Biden COVID stimulus bills. It's time to fix it, not just to keep doubling down on these failed Democrat programs.
I'm glad you referenced the old IRA there. That would be the Inflation Reduction Act, wouldn't it be, Congressman?
Which did the exact opposite.
Exactly.
And really, that's why inflation peaked at like 8.2% during the Biden administration. Yes, Americans care about the rising cost of living, of everything, of food, of medicine, of other things, as well as health insurance. A lot of that was driven by the overspending during the Biden administration, something that we've begun to tackle with the Big Beautiful Bill, but we've got to continue to tackle, not just spend more and more money.
Congressman Bob Onder, thanks for the update this afternoon. I hope you get back on Wednesday for sure.
I do too.
Right.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, take care. Keep us posted.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.